Public News Service Daily Newscast for Wednesday, June the 13th, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. The Poor People's Campaign said to have a champion in Elizabeth Warren. Also on the Wednesday rundown, Colorado health insurance companies expected to ask for big rate hikes, and we'll take you to a state that ranks in the top 10 for kids' summer meals. First, our top story. President Donald Trump made what Reuters is calling a stunning concession to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un about halting military exercises, pulling a surprise Tuesday at a summit that baffled allies, military officials, and lawmakers from his own Republican Party. At a news conference after the historic summit, Trump said he would halt what he called very provocative and expensive regular military exercises that the United States stages with South Korea. Reuters adds that was sure to rattle close allies, including South Korea and Japan. Trump and Kim both promised in a joint statement to work toward the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula, and the United States promised security guarantees, but few specifics were offered. Senator Elizabeth Warren held a hearing at the U.S. Capitol Tuesday afternoon on issues raised by the Poor People's Campaign. Linda Barr reports that includes economic inequality, union rights, and voter suppression.
Massachusetts is one of 35 states where protesters have engaged for 5 weeks in civil disobedience, joining events to demand paid leave legislation and a $15 minimum wage. According to Sarah Anderson, who directs the Global Economy Program at the Institute for Policy Studies, many elected officials have been moved by Senator Warren and inspired by the Poor People's Bottom-Up Movement.
They're just really grateful that Senator Warren has created a space in the U.S. Capitol building where people who are poor, people who are teachers who are struggling to cover their basic needs, and others really from the grassroots tell their stories.
Anderson says when people hear about poverty in America, they might think about states like Alabama, Mississippi, and West Virginia. But Massachusetts also has problems with poverty and inequality. The state has the sixth highest number of homeless people in the country, and 43% of the population is either low income or poor.
Today, the group Raise Up Massachusetts with the Poor People's Campaign will join retail and grocery workers at Downtown Crossing in Boston in their fight for fair pay. Folks in Colorado could see another big increase in health insurance costs. Eric Galatis tells us companies must submit next year's rate request to the state's Division of Insurance by Friday.
Adam Fox with the Colorado Consumer Health Initiative says moves made by the Trump administration to weaken the Affordable Care Act have destabilized the market, and in some states, insurers have asked for 30 to 60% increases and for a 90% hike in Maryland. Fox says the good news is that financial assistance is available through Connect for Health Colorado.
And if premiums increase, the amount of assistance increases as well to help offset those premiums. And people who may not have qualified before for financial assistance may now be eligible for it.
Fox notes state lawmakers missed opportunities in the last session to address rising costs and adds that work still needs to be done to bring new options to the Western Slope, where 14 counties have just one insurer available in the individual market. The Trump administration has pushed to let insurers offer cheaper plans with less coverage that are likely to appeal to younger, more healthy consumers. In the recent tax bill, Congress repealed the federal mandate requiring people to have some form of health insurance.
Colorado's DOI is expected to announce final rate increases in September after public input, which is due by August the 1st. Winnebago County in the state of Illinois has launched a new automated system. It's designed to alert domestic violence victims when an order of protection they have filed has been issued. More on the story from Tremel Gomes.
The Winnebago County Sheriff's Office says it serves more than 6,500 protection orders and related documents per year. But people who request an order had to call county officials to keep checking on whether it had been served. Karen Gill, who helps run the shelter Remedies Renewing Lives, says when a victim has to make repeated check-in calls, it can prompt them to relive the abuse. She adds abusers often become angry and retaliate against protection orders.
And so knowing when he gets served can put you on more alertness that he may try to do something to harm you.
With the new system, victims receive an automated phone call within 20 minutes after a sheriff's deputy reports serving a protection order.
And finally, Eric Tegetthoff reports Idaho ranks in the top 10 for participation rates in summer lunch programs for kids. That's according to a new report.
The Food Research and Action Center's analysis, released today, finds about 1 in 5 Idaho students who are part of the free and reduced price lunch program during the school year also got meals from summer nutrition programs in 2017. Kathy Gardner, director of the Idaho Hunger Relief Task Force, is happy to see so many kids in the state getting meals, but notes there's room to expand.
As far as food insecurity in Idaho, especially for our youth and our students, summer is absolutely the hungriest time of the year. And we know hunger doesn't take that summer vacation.
FRAC has also released a report on summer breakfast programs, which show participation rates are much lower than for lunch programs across the country.
More than 86,000 households in Idaho struggle with food insecurity, according to FRAC. I'm Mike Clifford. Thanks for Newsin' and Cruisin' with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and we're online at publicnewsservice.org.